This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Governor Dennis Dugard says he is in the process of filling the vacant seat of late Representative Craig Teason. It's the governor's duty to fill any seat left open by a legislator. Teason and Representative Dan Dryden, who passed away last year, shared the same legislative district, District 34. Dugard says there were many qualified candidates whose names he expects will come up again.
We went through a pretty thorough process of looking at those names, and I imagine many of those names would still be open to being appointed and capable of appointed. So we'll have to move quickly, but certainly it's not something we wanted to do before yesterday's funeral, but we'll get after it here fairly shortly.
Teason died during a kayaking incident while trying to save his brother-in-law in the Cook Islands. His funeral was on Monday in Rapid City. Longtime Mobridge area sportscaster Pat Morrison has died. Morrison spent a half century broadcasting games on KOLY Radio in Mobridge. The station's general manager, Don Connold, says Morrison was involved in South Dakota sports for 8 decades. She says whenever the Mobridge Tigers were playing, he was there to describe the action and more often than not, driving more than 100 miles to make it to the game. She says a celebration of Morrison's life is set for Sunday afternoon at the Sherhow Events Center in Mobridge. A weather advisory to pass along to you. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory. It remains in effect until 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time for parts of the Black Hills, including the communities of Lead, Deadwood, Hill City, Mount Rushmore, South Dakota, and then Four Corners, Wyoming, and Sundance, Wyoming. Weather officials say snow is occurring and that folks in the area should plan on slippery road conditions. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, few flurries with a chance of light snow remaining in the southwest. Lows from 5 to 10 above. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good afternoon.